Good times and greatest hits. It's Cliff, and good to have you here on this Wednesday afternoon. I get a chance on Wednesdays to talk about one of my favourite subjects, what's on the boob tube, and the man who knows all from tvblackbox.com.au. Afternoon, Steve Malk. How are you, my friend?
Look, I'm well, Cliffo, though I wouldn't say know all, but what I don't know isn't worth knowing.
True. I haven't asked you for a while what you would not touch with a barge pole. I might get to that before we're finished today, because there's got to be something. But my goodness, I can hate on it as much as I like, but maths is the biggest winner at the moment. Nothing can come near it, can it?
No, not by a long shot. And it's doubling down in what we call the total TV numbers. So accounting for the BVOD, so the people that watch online when it's live, or catch up. So, you know, they might jump on, I want to watch last night's Married at First Sight. It's adding another 600,000 to 700,000 viewers just in that.
Oh.
So where we're seeing sort of numbers overnight for about 800,000 viewers or 850,000 viewers from Married at First Sight, a week later it's ending up at 1.6, 1.7, 1.8 million viewers.
Gee. Yes, that's the sort of figures that are going to make a TV executive go, yes, yes, thank you so much. Do more of that. I was asked today about maths, and I went, and one of the ladies here said, you got to watch it. What is the attraction? Can you put your thumb on it?
Yeah, look, part of it is particularly now we're in season 10, it's the schadenfreude of watching, you know, people who think they're perfect and not subject themselves to, you know, the situation where they keep forgetting that there's cameras and that they're mic'd 24/7.
Yeah.
So when they say stupid things or do silly things or cheat on their partner, we all know about it.
Mm.
The bonus, the benefit I think that really keeps people hooked in is that there are absolutely couples who make a go of it and find that I will pour myself into this and because I do want to find love and frankly, an opportunity for, even if they're so-called experts, to help me find love compared to swipe left, swipe right, just sets me up with a leg up that others don't have.
And some of these people can get a further leg up too. The Block's Mitch and Mark are going to be hosting Location, Location, Location for 10. So kudos to them. Something good has come out of it for those guys.
Yeah, look, they've been working really hard to build their profile and a big opportunity there for 10. How will it go? We'll have to wait and see. I'd expect they'll do a fine job of it. So congratulations to Mitch and Mark for sure.
Mm. Dr. Chris Brown moving to 7. That's going to be from July. I heard a rumour, and I don't know if you can put this to rest or not, that he is the one in the slot to replace Koshy. Is there anything to that?
Look, if anyone wants to hold on to that view, there's a piece of land under a bridge that I'm more than happy to sell you. There's no chance that Chris Brown is Koshy's replacement, not by a country mile. There's certainly lots of opportunities, and they will have signed him because he's been pitching some good shows to them, and he's good talent. He's going back to the place he started, if you remember. He was a vet on Harry's Practice on Channel 7 back in the very distant dark days. A little bit of real talk. When it comes to television, our stars, other than our breakfast TV host or people that host A Current Affair or whatever, only work maybe, you know, 4 to 6 weeks a year if they're on a single show. And the money on that show isn't enough to last them for a whole year. So they need to be working and doing other things. And for Chris, with the living room being, air quotes, rested this year on 10, once his job on I'm a Celebrity's done, he was a free agent, ostensibly. So good on him for taking the opportunity and finding a new home back at 7.
Yeah, why not? What else has taken your eye and what else would you suggest before I ask you what you would stay away from if you want to go there?
Yeah, sure. Look, this week, tonight, Hard Quiz and The Weekly with Charlie Pickering return to the ABC. So Comedy Wednesdays are back and that's going to be good value television for sure. And I thoroughly recommend, independent of what you may think of Jeremy Clarkson, Clarkson's Farm Season 2 returns to Prime Video and what will sadly be the final season of Clarkson's Farm. I've seen the first three episodes. I'm going to talk about it this week on the TV Binge Box podcast. It's just fun and it's funny because he's a, you know, pompous buffoon and he knows it and he leans into it and that whole fish out of water thing. His, you know, farm manager is back, with the almost indecipherable, you know, Yorkshire accent. Just telling him where he's buggered it up. And he has a gift. Let me tell you, whenever Jeremy Clarkson does something wrong, you know that he will just turn up 10 seconds later and go, what have you done?
I love that. That's so cool. All right. You've told us what's good. What are you not going near?
Look, I will say that in the grand reality battle, Australian Idol isn't capturing my attention every night, whereas Australian Survivor and Married at First Sight absolutely are. Now, you know, your mileage may vary. People might find that, oh, you crazy, Mulk, Idol's heaps better. Look, great. Whatever floats your boat, get into that. I am staying absolutely 1,000 miles away from that 90s show, which is a sequel to that 70s show. It's on Netflix. And that's all you need to know about it. If you want to know about it more, look, you have been warned.
All power to you. Go to tvblackbox.com.au. The links to the binge box and all of the other TV news is there. I love you to death. Thank you, my friend. Let's talk again next week, shall we?
Oh, all right then.
Thank you. Steve Mulk here on Triple M.